1. If you want to enter a different access code, press 2. At the tone, please record your name for announcement to the call organizer, and then press the pound key to enter your conference. You will now enter the conference.
Won't you please arrange it, 'cause I love you, just the way you look tonight. Just the way you look
that song and make it better. Remember to let her into your heart. Then you can start to make it better. Hey Jude, don't be afraid. You were made to go out and get her. The minute you let her under your skin, then you begin to make it better. At any time you feel the pain, hey Jude, refrain. Don't carry the world up on your shoulders. For well you know that it's a fool who plays it cool by making his world a little colder. Don't let me down. You have found her. Now go and get her. Remember to let her into your heart. Then you can start to make it better. So let it out and let it in. Hey Jude, begin. You're waiting for someone to perform with. Don't you know that it's just you? Hey Jude, you do. The movement to me is on your shoulders. Hey Jude, don't make it bad. Take a sad song and make it better. Remember to let her under your skin. Then
Thank you. Remember to let her run to your skin.
for me but to love you. And the way you look tonight. With each word, your tenderness grows. Tearing my fear apart, and that laugh wrinkles your nose, touches my foolish heart. Lovely, never, never change. Keep that breathless charm. Won't you please arrange it? 'Cause I love you just the way you look tonight. Your nose, it touches my foolish heart. Lovely, don't you ever change. Keep that breathless charm. Won't you please arrange it? 'Cause I love you just the way you look tonight. Just the way you look
don't make it bad. Take a sad song and make it better. Remember to let her into your heart. Then you can start to make it better. Hey, Jude, don't be afraid. You were made to go out and get her. The minute you let her under your skin, then you begin to make it better. At any time you feel the pain, hey Jude, refrain. Don't carry the world up on your shoulders. For well you know that it's a fool who plays it cool by making his world a little colder. Down. You have found her, now go and get her. Remember, hey, to let her into your heart. Then you can start to make it better. So let it out and let it in. Hey, you begin. Take a sad song.
but to love you. And the way you look tonight. With each word, your tenderness grows, tearing my fear apart. And that laugh wrinkles your nose, touches my foolish heart. Lovely, never, never change. Keep that breathless charm. Won't you please arrange it? 'Cause I love you just the way you look tonight. Thank you.
don't make it bad. Take a sad song and make it better. Remember to let her into your heart. Then you can start to make it better. Hey Jude, don't be afraid. You were made to go out and get her. The minute you let her under your skin, then you begin to make it better. At any time you feel the pain, hey Jude, refrain. Don't carry the world up on your shoulders. For well you know that it's a fool who plays it cool by making his world a little colder. Down. You have found her. Now go and get her. Remember, hey, to let her into your heart. Then you can start to make it better. So let it out and let it in. Hey, to begin. Remember to let her under your skin.
nothing for me but to love you. And the way you look tonight. With each word, your tenderness grows, tearing my fear apart. And that laugh wrinkles your nose, touches my foolish heart. Lovely, never, never change. Keep that breathless charm. Won't you please arrange it? 'Cause I love you just the way you look tonight.
Good morning. Has arrived.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Is that Mary Lou?
Yes, this is
Mary
Lou.
How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. We've got about a half inch to an inch. I can't really measure. I don't know how to measure snow.
Oh,
but we've got
really?
Snow today. Yes.
Wow.
So that's some moisture finally.
Daddy.
Has arrived.
Yeah, you'll take it any way you can get it, I bet.
Anyway.
That's good. Hi, Patty. Good morning.
Morning, Jeannie. How are you?
Good. Mary Lou was saying she got snowed today.
Oh, wow.
In Texas.
Yeah.
About that. I got to call my family now.
I couldn't believe it because a while ago they decided not to have the school today. First they said, that, you know, late starting. And then they called on the weather. It came back and said, no school.
Oh, wow.
Well, how about, my brother last week, or when you had the last cold, he lives in Dallas.
Uh-huh.
He has a daughter in Houston, and he said they there was a threat of snow, and they closed all the schools.
We just don't. Has arrived.
A lot of times it's black ice down there.
Oh, it was icy, the last thing we had.
Yeah. Happy Thursday, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
I've been tootling through the email that Char sent with all the recipes from the Washington Post. Oh, my gosh. There's some things in here. I can get lost in it. So, that's a good, I have a new toy. I got a new little tablet. So, it's been fun to kind of play around with that.
Can you use it pretty much just like, I'm going to go to a class Saturday if I get out. Use it just like, I know they do it in schools, but just like your computer. I've heard several people say they like it. I have one, and I just haven't utilized it.
It's a pretty nice little tablet. Ricky wanted to get one. He does not have a smartphone. He has a dumb phone, we call it. It's a little flip phone, and he doesn't really want one, but he wanted to take charges with the little square. It's called a square. It's a card reader, and I use it on my smartphone, and we make sales with it. So you can swipe somebody's credit card across it. It reads the number, credit card machine would. So he didn't have that capability, and the charge machine we have is becoming obsolete. So anyway, so that's why we went, and I ended up getting one too, and they were we went to Sprint, which is our cell coverage. And if we altered our plans a little bit, we both got a free one. So that's how we end up getting it. I kind of like it. I'm going to use mine for the same reason instead of just my phone. So
I bet you you're doing different things, it'll be real handy.
Yeah, and I've been thinking of an iPad and all of that. Maybe I'll graduate to that eventually, but this is a good start. It's a little smaller. This is the 7-inch one.
Well, the reason I have mine is I won it at a meeting. Can you believe that? An iPad.
Wow.
So that's the reason I have mine. I hadn't made that choice, but it's been different. And I still learn it, but they have so many uses, you know.
Yeah,
so.
my hairdresser really loves hers. And I got my hair done yesterday. I brought this with me to play with it a little bit. And she said that. She goes, Jeannie, I kind of like it maybe a little better because it's smaller and that kind of thing. But she loves her iPad, so, yeah. I get that thing out and learn it.
Well, I'm trying.
Yeah.
Well, you know, because now they do so much in the school systems, you know. They start them out with third or fourth grade, and that's just about all they have. And
the schools
purchase them. I think they have to put down a deposit or something so the kids are reliable for them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So that investment, but that's what they use in schools here.
Wow. Pretty neat. Anybody have any issues this morning you want to talk about? Anything?
I don't know whether Nancy's on yesterday or somebody that watched Oz. I just came in with the last part of it. Did any of the two of you, is it just you and I and Betty?
Somebody else joined us, I think, maybe. I did not get to watch it.
There was some sort, I came in late, and I don't catch it regularly, and they had some type, and I can't remember the name of it, I don't know what herb or what it was. Anyway, it was a liquid. You put it in your mouth and you held it, and it took care of all of the things in your teeth. Your inflammation, if you had gingivitis or, you know, any of those other things. And this girl said she usually put it in hers and kept it about 20 minutes, the one that was demonstrating it. And I thought maybe you saw it but I don't remember what it was.
Yes, it was sesame oil.
Sesame oil, great.
Okay.
I thought, well, I don't know that I have any here, but I want to try to get some.
I think it must be that oil pulling is oil pulling because it's the same thing as we talked about before using the coconut oil. They're talking about like the same amount of time and that it turns white and frothy after you're spitting it out when your 20 minutes or 15 minutes is done. So I thought it was interesting that you could use either of those two, which says to me you could use pretty much anything that you wanted. But isn't it Wei who said to us before about chewing the sesame? Was it sesame or was it something else?
No, it was sesame seeds. chewing them for about 20 minutes or something?
Yeah, I remember something about that.
Swishing it around. We'll have to look that up again, too. That's a good reminder. I would love to try that out. I've never
had. You're saying you can same with coconut oil, too?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Of putting it in your mouth and just leave it there for a while?
Swish it around. Do the same thing. You have to put it around so that it gets all in between your teeth.
I guess I missed out on that call.
Linda Morris
has arrived.
This morning, their lawyer is calling them scapegoats.
Oh, somebody's TV's on.
Let me share something with y'all. I reached down on a wooden blind at the base of a window where it goes all the way to the floor. And I thought it's not quite straight, and I'll straighten it. This was Monday. When I reached down there, a wasp hit my hand and stung me right on my fingers. I mean, I guess it was in hibernation, and how it had been in the house, I don't know, or how it got here. But anyway, it stung me, so I immediately went in and put my hand in a little bowl and just poured household ammonia, because I had read on one of those little things that you can carry, you know, buy for instant bite or something, insect bite.
Right.
When I did, that worked real good. It kind of quit hurting. Then I knew I had read on something else to do meat tenderizer. It was harder to get it into a paste and put it on there, but I did. So this is Monday, and then it's done real well. Not bad like the last time I got stung. Anyway, it's worked okay. It started being, it will itch and then start pains. And when the pains hit me again, like sharp pains, I put it back in that household ammonia and let it soak for a little while, and that kind of takes it. Anyway, the last 2 days, it's been kind of red. So last night, I just decided that I would take the ankle far infrared wrap that we have, and
yes,
I put that on my hand so that it covered up to, you know, like the fingers are out and through the part for your heel, my thumb is out.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know that my hand, all that redness this morning is gone? So I thought I'd share that with y'all.
That's great.
But just sleeping, I put it on there probably about 9 o'clock last night, and just sleeping in that, and yet my thumb and my, you know, my fingers can get out and do what they want to, because I put it on just like you'd be putting it on your, you know, your foot.
You didn't have a power patch to put on it, or think of a power patch on it?
I didn't this time. I have in the past on those other ones. I didn't put a power patch on it. But I just did this time. This one didn't seem to be as bad a reaction as I normally have from the insect bites, but I just wanted to share that much with you about the far infrared on it last night. Because yesterday it spread.
Uh-huh. Put some CM cream on it.
I've done that too, Nancy. I did put some CM cream on it. I forgot. I'm glad you said that, because I did put some on it.
If I get stung or even a bite, I put CM cream on, and it takes it away immediately.
Good. Well, I did put that on. I forgot. I do everything I can try to think of when these things happen to me, because I react so crazily to it.
What was the guy's? It's the guy that does the thermographic imaging. He was bitten by a brown recluse spider on his hand, and he put a magnet. I think he wrapped duct tape around it or something.
He did. He put that magnet. He said it saved his hand.
Mm-hmm. And you could see I tell you, what we have is amazing.
It really is.
Danny's dad, when we first got in, not too long after we started, the only thing we had then was, you know, the promo pad. And I remember he got stung, and he used to have really bad reactions. And he put the mini on. I thought of the power pad because it would be smaller. But anyway, he put the mini on, and he said it was instant. He says it was just an instant reaction on his. But, you know, the thing I would do the two things that you said, the liquid ones, and either put the
sour patch on right when you were doing it, or even with the liquid, or put it on right afterwards and see if that didn't accentuate the speed of what is happening. That's what I always think of. Whatever you do along with it is just going to make it that much better.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you know, I said our products are amazing. Actually, our bodies are amazing. The products have really enhanced our body's ability to heal themselves, which is really very cool. Yeah, I love that. Well, good. Well, I'm glad it's better.
Yeah, it is. But I was surprised at the redness it took it out, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But it's good.
Kind of pushing all that away.
Uh-huh. I need to ask y'all to help me a little bit.
Okay.
In Dave Johnson's note that he sent out the other day, and this Mary from Newport, MD, proved that the MCT oil can effectively stop the progression of Alzheimer's disease. Did y'all read that?
No.
No.
And so I just wondered, can y'all help me to review the importance of the MCT and kind of what it's about to explain it to this woman? Her husband's real bad, and I thought I'd send her this email and let her find out, you know.
You know, I would look at the information on...
On their bottle balance? I did. I read it.
Well, I mean, there's what is the website for? It's KenzenBottleBalance.com.
Uh-huh.
And there is a little blip there that will explain that.
So,
I'm going to put this in really quick here and bring it up.
Well, I still don't have my... I went back in and read on the bottle, and then I printed off one of those things for somebody, and all on the KV,
mm-hmm,
B,
mm-hmm.
And all.
Does she have a, well, anybody, who has an answer for that? Anybody have a quickie about the MCTs, the medium chain triglycerides? I was going to find what is said on here.
I'm just foggy on a short one. You know, I just know the value of it, but I can't remember exactly how they stated it. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
it's really important.
This is what it says on the pamphlet for Kenzen Vital Balance. There's a little picture of a girl. There's a big picture of a girl running, and then there's a dot right where your brain would be and a little box off to the side when you click on the little brain thing, and it says medium chain triglycerides that assist in fat burning for weight management and also serve as brain food, providing nutrients for cognitive sharpness or mental sharpness. That's just a little.
Well, that's enough. That helps. Thank you.
Web. Yeah.
I'll go
so
back there and try to find it when I
yeah,
get my
medium chain triglycerides, you could say it serves as brain food, and it provides provides nutrients for cognitive sharpness, for your mental sharpness. That's just a little blip that it says in our pamphlet.
Okay.
There's stuff online too, and you said your computer's kind of bothering you right now, right?
Yeah, and this lady, they're supposed to look at it Friday, so that's when I didn't. I just went back and read that other because I couldn't reprint it out, but I had printed out that newsletter that Dave Johnson sent with this, you know, with this testimony in it.
Yeah.
And that's why I wanted to do it, to be able to send it on to see so that it could help, because it describes what happened after the man started using it, and this might be something. His memories improved drastically. He can recall events that happened days or weeks earlier and relays telephone conversations. He's more focused when performing his task and is able to complete household and gardening chores with minimal or no supervision. He now wears both shoes and socks and keeps a pair of shoes together. His ability to initiate and continue a conversation has improved and his sense of humor in return. He is regaining his ability to read and the abilities to type. That's all it said. In other words, he's now doing volunteer work. So, and he was coming out with not being dressed, you know. Mm-hmm. Couldn't say his words and all that.
I think that's perfect.
So that was a good, if y'all needed a testimony, and some people want something in writing, you know. And so that was the one that he sent out on the 2nd, the 3rd, the 24th. I don't know if that's that date or if that's the day I printed it off. But anyway.
Yeah, I just have it. I think that's a good
one
right there,
Mary Lou. All your, I just thought I'd share it.
No, that's good.
Good.
I would certainly use that. I think that says what you need to say. And always a testimony is good.
Mm-hmm.
I have a thing. Do all of you have in your grocery stores right now jicama?
Yes.
I don't know. If it's all seasonal or whatever, but they had some beautiful ones at the store, and I printed out benefits and uses of delicious jicama, and I wanted to read you a little blip about it, little thing here, and just some things that I thought were interesting. It looks like a little bit like a giant brown-skinned turnip, but this Central American root vegetable packs a crisp apple-like texture inside that plain-looking skin. That juicy, slightly sweet crunch is a great addition to meals for any fave. This is from the Fast Metabolism Diet, is where I got this article, / jicama. Although its taste can make it seem more like a fruit, jicama is a root vegetable. It provides lots of fiber, vitamin C, calcium, and potassium. The inulin contained in the specific type of fiber called fructans in jicama is a prebiotic. That is, it helps support the formation of, quote, good bacteria in your gut. The healthy bacteria in your GI tract help break down nutrients from foods, aiding in the absorption of minerals. On a practical level, that means a diet high in prebiotic fiber, such as you get from foods like jicama, leeks, asparagus, chicory, Jerusalem artichokes, garlic, onions, and oats, give the body a helping hand when it comes to absorbing micronutrients from other foods you eat. And then for more on inulin, there's an article on the website of National Institutes of Health. It's excellent. And then fructose and calcium absorption. On this fast metabolism lifestyle, she does not advocate using dairy products. And so, of course, people say, well, where do you get your calcium from? She says the specific components of other foods can help the body absorb calcium efficiently. The fructans in foods like jicama fit that profile. Studies have shown that inulin fructans significantly increase the bioavailability of calcium, which can lead to better bone density. This is just another example of how foods complement each other and actually improve the nutritional value of each other. And then when you're buying and using jicama, when shopping, choose small to medium jicama, and preparation is just as easy as removing the skin with a vegetable peeler. No seeds or pits to worry about. If you buy a large bulb, it'll still taste fine, but the skin is really thick and fibrous, and you have to cut it off with a knife. Trim the top and the bottom of the root first. That way it stays put as you slice the rest of the skin off. What I did is I just sliced it into thick chunks, and then I took a knife and just peeled around each one. Jicama makes a great finger food on its own. Slice it into finger-thick lengths and sprinkle with cinnamon and stevia for a sweet treat, or use lime juice and crushed red pepper for a more traditional Mexican recipe. As good as jicama is when eaten raw, it also stands up to cooking. It will soften but does not fall apart. I never thought about cooking it. Uncooked jicama will keep for more than a week, too, if stored in your fridge in a paper bag. So you can grate it or slice an entire jicama on Sunday and use it all week long. And then it says try jicama in stir fries or baked as chips. I just thought that was kind of an interesting little blip about it. And I've enjoyed, I put the cinnamon on it. It was delicious. I put lime juice on it another time. It was very good. And it's, crunchy and juicy, which is what I like.
I like it. But it's, and they keep it here in the stores pretty much year round.
Yeah, we do here in Phoenix too, so. Any other thoughts or comments about that?
No, but it gives me a lot of great ideas that I never thought of for how to use it.
Mm-hmm. I've seen it just at a party or, you know, at a group gathering or something. Somebody would bring one and just have it all chopped up and, you know, let everybody could just pick it up and they could just chew on it, you know, when they wanted it, you know.
The brown paper bag's a good idea. I found out really quick that you never put it in plastic, but it's something I normally have all the time in the refrigerator. It's just that sometimes I forget to use it, but there was one other thing you said there that was really good too, and that I'd never thought of. Well, several things, but one that jumped out at me.
I like the, I haven't tried it with the lime juice and the crushed red pepper. I have used it just with lime juice, which was delicious. And then I did the cinnamon, yesterday, a little cinnamon on it. Well, I did too. I stuck it in the fridge and I forgot about it. It was in a plastic bag. So I put, and it was a big chunk of it. I hadn't sliced it all up. Now this morning I sliced it all up, made it into finger things and then put it in a glass container in the fridge.
Oh, I know what I've done. I've set it in, cut it in big, long strips, you know, like, but strips instead, like an inch by inch, or three quarters of an inch by three quarters, and then the length of the piece that I was cutting off. And put it in water, and it keeps really well that way too. Just cover it with water in a glass jar, and that really holds the, well, it keeps it juicy, because sometimes the juice will dry out of it.
I'll add some powder to it.
That
kind of makes sense so it doesn't draw, doesn't dry out.
Chicken
was really, yeah, I was amazed at the juice that came out of it as I was slicing it. And it was about like taking hands and putting my fingers together and my thumb and making a big circle. It was a little bit bigger than that, so it was pretty huge. It was a smooth, I had heard before that it's good to have it, pick a smooth skinned one. So.
Yeah. My grandkids all love it, and so whenever we do a fresh veggie tray with hummus or dips, I always put hummus on, or the jicama on it.
Mm-hmm. And that's what I was thinking of too, about dipping it in hummus. I'm gonna make some more of the red lentil hummus, which is my favorite. Does anyone have another hummus recipe that you like? That
I've got a white bean. I've got a white bean hummus that I like a lot. That I think it was on Furman's site. I'll look and see where it is because I know I've got it in the computer.
Okay. Yeah, I was looking at the that Washington Post article about the lentils. Nancy had read, and then you sent it down, Char. Wheeling through some of that this morning, and boy, they have a Mjedra recipe there. It Mujadra, it says M-U-J-A, forgot how he spelled it. Haven't made it all the way through that yet, but it's kind of fun.
Yeah, I noticed that one right off too, Jeannie. Forgot.
And then I know you've made crackers before. Pam in Salem there is doing a paleo, like the caveman diet or something, which it seems to be, I'm excited about her because it's given her a way that she can eat. She's actually eating more vegetables and less animals now, but it allows her to be able to, Vic to be able to have his meat and potatoes at the same time. She's always trying to cook to please everybody, you know. But she gave me this ElenasPantry.com, and there's lots of different crackers, herb crackers and things that she's been making those and really enjoying them. And they're going to whole grains, which they hadn't before. And so I've been looking at these crackers. I printed out a couple of cracker recipes. I may try it. And you just bake them in the oven. You know, you blend them up and spread them out. So I haven't tried that yet. I will one day.
Do you have a little dehydrator or any kind of a dehydrator, Jeannie?
No, I don't. Well,
the reason I was asking is all the recipe that they used at Hippocrates that I had made first, the next time I went to the Veg Fest, I haven't had my drink yet this morning, you can tell, went to the Veg Fest, I found the deli was selling them, and when I bought a bag, it opened them immediately, and I went back there and I said, those taste just like the ones from Hippocrates. And she said, they are, exactly. That's where the recipe came from. And she was selling them by the bag. She had about 12 different flavors. All you do is soak the flaxseed. No, I don't even think you soak the flaxseed. Oh, you must. I'll have to pull the recipe. But anyway, it's just flaxseed and water. And then all she did was put different seasonings in. And you have to really accentuate the seasonings, I mean the amounts of them, because when they dry out, it helps to make them more intense. I mean, you need quite a bit of dried seasoning. And she was selling them by the bundle, and everybody was jumping on them. And she had these little tiny bags that were like 4 ounces for $4.95. Well, flax seeds are so stinking inexpensive.
Wow.
You know, when you buy them in the bulk. And so I went down and did them, and man, I was going crazy with them during the summertime. All you do is soak them, mix them with water, soak them in the water, and then they will absorb the water, and it comes to a thick enough gel that you just spread it on a sheet, and that's it. And
wow.
You drop them in, you know, with the seasonings in, of course, like I said. But really easy, really inexpensive, and really good. And, of course, the food value there with the medium-chain triglycerides is incredible.
Yeah.
So I'll revisit that and put it down because that's, you know, it's nothing to even – I should remember it because I repeat it so many times, but I repeat too many things too many times.
Well, that sounds good. You did well. I want to go make
them
now.
But I know where the book is. I know where the book is, so I'll call you afterwards. So,
okay, cool. That's great. Anybody else have any thoughts or concerns this morning?
I just have one thing that I heard yesterday on the doc that was interesting. Had a woman on about losing weight, and I think this is the woman who had actually gone from like 380. Half of her weight less than, and she said, when you want something good to eat, you know, something, a treat, she tells herself that I'll have it later, and she said later may never come, but if you say that you can never have it, that's when you'll think about it all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
That's a good, I'm going to write down here, I will have it later.
Sounds
well, how
good.
Many times do you put off things that you really want to do, and then you say, well, I'll do it later, and it never happens?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good thought. Thank you.
Get away from, you know, constantly having to gratify, instant gratification.
Yes. That's a challenge.
True.
Mm-hmm. But it just takes thinking about it. Reasoning it out, which always helps.
Instead of just grabbing.
Mm-hmm. Well, thanks, everybody. Hey, I'm going to look at oil pulling. Thanks, Mary Lou. I'm going to look that up online. And
okay.
I have never tried it, and I really should, so I think I'm going to try that. I did see something on there about coconut oil and that kind of thing, so.
Remember when Wei said take the sesame seeds and chew them and chew them and chew them and chew them? And that's what I thought of yesterday when they were taking the oil, because sesame seeds and chewing them, it would be much easier to hold in your mouth than a mouthful of coconut oil.
I think so, too. Were raw sesame
seeds? Raw sesame seeds, yep.
Yeah, I love to chew those, too.
All right. I'll do that then, because I think I have some raw ones in the fridge. Chew them, and then you spit it out. You don't swallow it.
Right.
Because it pulls out, I guess it pulls out any of the, I guess we'll call it toxins or whatever.
Gook.
Gook. All the gook out of your teeth or mouth or whatever. Cool. Well, listen, have a great day, everybody.
Thanks for all your participations
and stuff. And we'll talk again tomorrow.
Thank you, Jeannie. Have a good one.
And you too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Has left the conference. Has left the conference. Has left the conference.
have found her. Now go and get her. Remember, A to let her into your heart. Then you can start to make it better. So let it out and let it in. A to begin. You're waiting for someone to perform with. Don't you know that it's just you? And you do. The movement you need is on your shoulders. Take a sad song and
Thank you.
is a fool who plays it cool by making his world a little colder. Found her, now go and get her. Remember, hey, to let her into your heart, then you can start to make it better. So let it out and let it in. Hey, to speak it, you wait. Don't you know that it's just you? Can't you see the movement you need is on your shoulders? Thank you.
nothing for me but to love you. And the way you look tonight, with each word your tenderness grows, tearing my fear apart. And that laugh wrinkles your nose, touches my foolish heart. Lovely, never, never change. Keep that breathless charm. Won't you please arrange it? 'Cause I love you just the way you look tonight. Thank you.
just that song and make it better. Remember to let her into your heart, then you can start to make it better. Hey Jude, don't be afraid. You were made to go out and get her. The minute you let her under your skin, then you begin to make it better. And anytime you feel the pain, hey Jude, refrain. Don't carry the world up on your shoulders. For well you know that it's a fool who plays it cool by making his world a little colder. Don't let me down. You have found her. Now go and get her. Remember, hey, to let her into your heart. Then you can start to make it better. Don't let it out and let it in. Hey, you.
Do that.
with your smile so long and your cheeks so soft, there is nothing for me but to love you and the way you look tonight. With each word, your tenderness grows, tearing my fear apart. And that laugh wrinkles your nose, touches my foolish heart. Lovely, never, never change. Keep that breathless charm. Won't you please arrange it? 'Cause I love you just the way you look tonight. And that laugh that wrinkles your nose, it touches my foolish heart. Lovely, don't you ever change. Keep that breathless charm. Won't you please arrange it? 'Cause I love you just the way you look tonight. Just the way you look tonight. Thank you.